Jofra Archer, England seamer to miss one-day series against West Indies through injury, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-05-21 T12 colon 51 colon 45.352Z, description colon seamer Jofra Archer is ruled out of England's one-day international series against West Indies with a right thumb injury, comma dot. Archer ruled out of Windies Otis through injury, image source, Getty Images image caption. Jofra Archer has taken 54 wickets in 31 one-day internationals, Callum Matthews, BBC Sport senior journalist, published, May 21, 2025, 1328 BST, 215 comments, updated 1 hour ago. Seamer Jofra Archer has been ruled out of England's one-day international series against West Indies with a right thumb injury. Archer will miss the series, which starts on May 29, having sustained the injury while with Rajasthan Royals in the Indian Premier League. England said he will reassess over the next fortnight to determine when he may return to action. The 30-year-old had been left out of the squad for the following three-match T20 series in order to play for England Lions against India A. Those four-day matches take place from May 30 and June 6, so Archer is set to miss at least the first of those games, which would have been his first red ball cricket in 4 years. He has been hampered with back and elbow injuries since he last played Test cricket for England in February 2021. Lancashire's left-arm seamer Luke Wood has replaced Archer in the ODI squad, having already been part of the T20 group. Wood has played 2 Otis but is yet to take a wicket. The 29-year-old has claimed 8 wickets in 5 T20s. The one-day series against West Indies is significant as Harry Brooks first as England's new white ball captain. It could also have long-term implications around England's qualification for the 2027 World Cup. The top 8 teams in the world rankings as of March 2027 will advance directly. England and the West Indies are currently 8th and 9th respectively. England squads for West Indies, ODI, Harry Brook, C, Gus Atkinson, Tom Banton, Jacob Bethell, Joss Butler, Britton Carse, Ben Duckett, Tom Hartley, Will Jacks, Saqib Mahmood, Jamie Overton, Matthew Potts, Adil Rashid, Joe Root, Jamie Smith, Luke Wood. T20, Harry Brook, C, Rian Ahmed, Tom Banton, Jacob Bethell, Joss Butler, Britton Carse, Liam Dawson, Ben Duckett, Will Jacks, Saqib Mahmood, Jamie Overton, Matthew Potts, Adil Rashid, Phil Salt, Luke Wood. England will be ultra-cautious, analysis, Stefan Chamilt, chief cricket reporter. Given everything he has been through, any news of an injury to Jofra Archer is a concern. Mercifully, after years being tormented by back and elbow problems, this is only damage to his thumb. However, Archer has followed a meticulously laid plan for a potential return to Test cricket. Anything to disrupt that will have consequences. In this instance, Archer would probably have played 2 of 3 one-dayers against West Indies, then made his red ball return for the Lions against India A. Even if Archer's thumb heals in time for the Lions game, it is not as simple as throwing him in. After any period on the sidelines, a fast bowler has to gradually rebuild their workload to ensure they are match ready. Archer will have to go through the same process. An absolute best-case scenario may have been for Archer to be fit to return to Test cricket in the second match of the series against India. That could now well be pushed back, possibly with some championship cricket for Sussex used as preparation. The idea of Archer playing Test cricket again has been fanciful for so long. Now the reality is growing. England will be ultra-cautious not to jeopardize it. Schedule and fixtures, May 29, first ODI. Edgbaston, D/N, 1300 hours BST, June 1, 2nd ODI, Cardiff, 11 o'clock BST, 3rd ODI, The Kia Oval, D/N, 1300 hours BST, 6, 1st T20 International, Seat Unique Riverside, Chester LE Street, D/N, 1830 BST, 8, 2nd T20 International, Seat Unique Stadium, Bristol, 1430 BST, 10, 3rd T20 International, Utility Bowl, Southampton, D/N, 1830 BST, related topics, England. Men's cricket team cricket, more on this story, get cricket news sent straight to your phone, published January 31st, comments cannot be loaded to load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser, view comments 215, top stories, live. Europa League final build-up, Man Utd and Spurs fans in Bilbao, team news, predictions, 12,838 viewing 13K viewing, convinced he was Spurs bound, how Fernandez became Man Utd's heart, published 9 hours ago, how do you prepare for a cup final of this magnitude, published 5 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, Aisling BEA, comedian, traces her Irish heritage, John Sim stars in the provocative 90s drama, The Lakes, moments of high drama in the making of masterpieces, pop duo Milli Vanilli and their lip-syncing scandal, elsewhere in sport, convinced he was Spurs bound, how Fernandez became Man Utd's heart, Spurs and Man Utd meet in worst form European final, statue, Pep's tears and a missed sitter, De Bruyne's emotional farewell, Sivebrunt's eclectic journey from Tokyo to England captain, Spurs and Man Utd fans take 33-hour ferry for Europa League final. Video: Spurs and Man Utd fans take 33-hour ferry for Europa League final, F1 Q&A, did McLaren miss a trick in Norris v Piastri battle, from injury to history, Davidson's rise to Ref Challenge Cup final, wait goes on as Salah bids to break Premier League records, why Swiatek's reign as Queen of Clay is under threat, Scheffler's Woods-like mentality should worry chasing pack, how Beckham-like Rice inspired Arsenal win. Video: how Beckham-like Rice inspired Arsenal win, McIlroy and the non-conforming driver controversy, Baltimore scores twice as Chelsea beat Man Utd to secure treble. Video: Baltimore scores twice as Chelsea beat Man Utd to secure treble, inspirational Vardy's perfect Leicester parting. Video: inspirational Vardy's perfect Leicester parting, the old place will live on, but this was end of an era for Goodison Park, it can't all come from the manager. Keown on how Arsenal can become winners, this is the year of the underdog, and I love it, Palace shock Man City to win first major trophy in their history. Video: Palace shock Man City to win first major trophy in their history, you see ghosts of your mates, what Goodison means to Everton fans, that's very cheeky, was Thibigot disrespectful in Diamond League win? Video: that's very cheeky, was Thibigot disrespectful in Diamond League win? Home news: sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, audio, video, live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance, contact the BBC, BBC emails for you, advertise with us. Copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config_=, window__initial_data_data_:\global_navigation, country://eng_bn/service=commercial/colon/name/colon/global_navigation/comma/props/colon/country/colon/it/comma/language/colon/service/colon/commercia.